Okay, here is read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers have now changed course on their demand that the Evers administration work with them to develop a reopening plan for the state. Now the Republicans say the state doesn't even need to be involved and reopening policies should be left up to local leaders. The Republicans went to the Supreme Court and asked them to strike down the statewide Safer at Home extension meant to curb the spread of the coronavirus. The high court sided with the Republicans by a 4-3 vote on Wednesday. So now it is up to mayors, county executives, and other local officials to decide what is best for their communities. Outside tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Despite a slow reopening happening now in Wisconsin, people are still dying from the coronavirus. Here in Milwaukee County, four more deaths were reported this morning, bringing the total to 233 for Milwaukee County. Also, 98 more confirmed cases were reported in Milwaukee County, bringing the total to 4,600. Today is the first time since Monday that the number of new cases is below 100. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high around 55 in Milwaukee, 70 degrees in Madison. And then Sunday, rain likely with highs in the low 50s in Milwaukee, upper 50s in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Bars and restaurants in Milwaukee and 18 other municipalities in Milwaukee County are still closed, but many businesses, including hair salons, barber shops, and tattoo parlors, are now allowed to open with limits. The city of Milwaukee, which already had a stay-at-home order in place since March, released a new plan yesterday to coincide with the order released by the other 18 municipalities. The orders say bars and restaurants are still closed for in-person dining and drinking, but can continue to provide pickup, curbside, and delivery services. Most movie theaters in the Milwaukee area and the rest of Wisconsin don't plan to reopen until June or even later. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Zoo a la carte at the Milwaukee County Zoo has been canceled for 2020. The Feast with the Beasts is expected to return to the zoo next year. And the 70th annual Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, originally scheduled for June 5th, has been postponed. A new date has not yet been announced, but officials say the ceremony will be moved to later this year. In addition to the event celebrating its 70th anniversary, this year's inductees include Brett Favre and Jordy Nelson, and the ceremony is scheduled to be emceed by Donald Driver. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, tonight mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, tomorrow partly sunny, highs around 55 in Milwaukee, 70 degrees in Madison. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk.